This is Apollo Control, 27 hours, 22 minutes, ground elapsed time. Apollo 15 now 111,078 nautical miles out from Earth. Velocity now 4,977 feet per second. Crew just a few moments ago completed the cycling of the film transports and the panoramic and mapping cameras in the apparently the blockage was found somewhere in the network between the Madrid station and Mission Control. And mysteriously, the data started coming in. The crew was given a go to complete the test. Here's air ground.
Head out.
Okay, Joe, I got the gyro torquing angles up, and I'll torque them out on the minute. That'll be at 27 hours and 24 minutes.
Okay, Al.
At any rate, the camera tests shown on page 3-28 of the Apollo 15 flight plan were completed satisfactorily. And the crew is presently doing a P-52 realignment, program 52 realignment of the inertial measurement unit. Earlier, the mid-course 2 correction burn time was shown on displays here in the control center as being at 28 hours 30 minutes. The flight dynamics officer has subsequently shifted the time to 10 minutes later at 28 hours 40 minutes. Duration of the burn is less than 1 second, 0.85 seconds to be precise. In this burn, it's hoped to determine what the nature of the problem is with the Delta-V light that comes on in the EMS, or Entry Monitor System, panel in the spacecraft. Some procedures will be read up to the crew by Dick Gordon, who's standing by at the Capcom's console. Gordon, earlier today, ran through these procedures in the Houston Command Module Simulator in the Crew Training Building. If the engine, in these procedures it says, quote, if the engine does not start within about 3 seconds, open SPS pilot valves A.
Guys, we just had indication that your thrust light came on again for about 10 seconds. Did you notice that?
Yeah, right, John, that was the EMS Delta-V check.
Okay, Dave, thank you. And, guys, we'd like to ask that you locate your CSM launch checklist because we want to start talking about this SPS burn procedure.
Okay, we'll be ready in a couple minutes.
At any rate, if the engine does not start within 3 seconds, it indicates that the short is upstream of the service propulsion system pilot solenoid valves. If the engine does start, the short is downstream of these same pilot solenoids. At any rate, all of this should be made fairly clear in the discussion upcoming between Dick Gordon and the crew of Apollo 15. And at 27 hours, 26 minutes, we're up live on air ground. This is Apollo Control.
Okay, Houston, we've got the checklist out, and we're ready to listen.
Okay, Dave, if you would please turn to page L4-14. And we're just going to ask you to copy the procedure onto that page because it'll consist of just a few changes to what's already listed on those few pages there.
Got L414, go ahead.
Okay, unless you'd like an explanation of what's to come, I'll go ahead and read through the steps here and pause from time to time to make sure that you're getting it all, and then we can talk about the details of why it's breaking out like this when we finish it.
Okay, go.
Roger, I'm going to start there at the line. If time permits, go to GNN thrusting procedures, etc. And right underneath that short paragraph, write in circuit breakers, EPS group 5, 2, close. And that's a verify.
Okay, circuit breakers, EPS group 5, 2, close. That's a main A and main B, right?
Yes, sir. And then we're going down about four lines to the set delta V, and that should read set delta VC minus 100.
Right, set delta VC minus 100.
Roger. Now into the TVC check and prep section. After the first line, which is circuit breakers, stab control system, all close, insert circuit breakers, SPS, pilot valves, 2, open. And that's a verify.
Okay, circuit breaker, SPS, pilot valves, 2, open, verify. Below the line, it has CB, stability control system, all closed.
That's correct, Dave. And the next line should read circuit breakers, SPS, 10, close.
Okay, understand. Circuit breakers, SPS, 10, close.
Raj, skipping down several lines, delta V, CG, LEM slash CSM.
Raj, delta V, CG, LEM slash CSM.
Okay, Dave, turn to page 415. And your next change is in the TVC check. Third line from the bottom of that first group there, delete rate high.
Okay, secondary TVC check, third line from the bottom, delete rate high. That's the line right after limit cycle out.
That's correct. Down into the next group, delta V thrust A to normal.
Delta V thrust A to normal and delete B.
That's affirmed. And then insert right after that, immediately after that, the following note. Get thrust light on by pushing on panel first.
Okay, in other words, you want us to try and get the SPS thrust light on by tapping on the panel some way so that the light is on with the delta V thrust A switch up to normal. Is that right?
Okay, Dave, that's not quite right. Let me read through it. We want you to get the light on, but we want you to try to first get it on just by pushing, by flexing the panel around the switch in question. And the reason we're doing that, we think it's the probable short is contamination in the switch, but there's a small chance that it's some sort of a problem in the wire bundle that that will be flexed very slightly when you just push on the panel. So that the note should read the following, and I'll read it clear through to the end. Get thrust light on by pushing on panel first. If this doesn't work, wrap on panel or cycle the switch until the light comes on. And if the light doesn't come on, we're going to delete the test.
Okay, why don't we try that right now?
Dave, stand by a second.
Okay.
Dave, let's ask you to stand by on that. We'd prefer to complete reading the procedures to you, and then we'll worry about this light business. At any rate, you should have inserted the note, get thrust light on by pushing on panel first. If this doesn't work, wrap on panel or cycle the switch, and if no light, then delete the test.
Okay, understand. Push, wrap, cycle, and there's no light, delete the test.
Beautiful. Okay. Now, at about 1 minute to go, but definitely after the light is on, proceed on to the next step, which is verb 37, enter, 47, enter.
Okay, if we get the light on, then we're at 2 minutes, and we'll work for about a minute to try to get the light on. And if we don't get it on by 1 minute, then we'll consider that we cannot get it on. And if we do get it on by 1 minute, we'll call up P47.
Dave, it's, I guess the 2 minute mark out to the side of your checklist there is meaningless in this case because the test is in no way time critical. We want you to take your own time and work to get the light on. But if it does come on at about 1 minute before the burn, we'll want you to go into program 47.
Oh, okay, I'm with you. Just to make sure we have P47 running.
Roger, that's exactly it. Okay, that brings us down to our next change, which is an insert just below the line, EMS mode normal. And the change
okay.
is on MISFIN Q, circuit breaker, SPS, pilot valve A, close. And a note that goes with this line, 1 second burn desired. If no ignition, circuit breaker SPS pilot valve A open after 3 seconds.
Okay, understand. Just before EMS mode normal, on MISFIN Q, CB SPS pilot valve closed. Now you desire 1 second burn, which means that if we get a light, we open the circuit breaker after 1 second. If we have no light, you want to leave the circuit breaker closed for 3 seconds and then open it.
That's exactly right, Dave. Now I've got some words here from Dick Gordon, who's run through the procedure this morning, and he tells me that a good cue to monitor is the SPS PC coming off the peg, and at the same time, Jim or Al can or whoever's there can watch the ball valve indicators also for a cue that the engine is starting to burn.
Okay, stand by one now, Joe. Let us regroup here for a minute to make sure we have no questions up to this point.
Okay.